the Harry Spoffel on my Zoom here. It used to, well, the Zoom looked as though it used to have a mad scientist kind of hairstyle, but now it looks like a Rasta. You are actually meant to brush them. So hopefully, I may need to get a new one. Never mind. Okay, so it's 7 a.m. and woke up about 15 minutes ago to beautiful pink and red skies. Red sky in the morning and all of that. Slept really well, actually. Like for nearly 12 hours. Well, about 11 hours. Woke up quite a lot. But I feel as though I'm doing that at the minute. I'm waking up quite literally for no reason, just to turn over. So I'm yawning. There's no real reason. walking across quite slowly here, the dam at Carwen. I think it's Carwen. C-A-E-R-W-E-N. Carwen. I think that's how you pronounce it. I think I call it Kerwin. Carwen. I'm going to call it Carwen. Carwen Reservoir. The sun. Strangely enough, we had those beautiful red and pink skies, and within 5 minutes they turned to orange, which was, it looked lovely, but now it's like the sun's going down. We had clear skies, except, I mean, there was a tiny bit of cloud that the light was reflecting off, but now the cloud's coming quite thick. I still see some blue sky, don't get me wrong, but Sarah's looking out the kitchen window. But it looks as though the sun's going down. It's like the light's fading. It's bizarre. But the pink turned to an orange. And now it's a very pale orange. And a dim one at that. Hear that cockerel from the farm below? Just waved at Sarah, she just waved back. Molly's having a good sniff. It's calm tonight. Tonight? What am I talking about? It's calm now. There was a bit of a breeze last night that it's quite chilly. There's a little blue car still parked where we were at the other side of the dam. So it must be camping. Now the thing is, when we first arrived here, I saw someone scrambling up this bank side where we're parked. Two people wearing red. Or they could have been red rucksack covers. I mean, it is... I don't know what, 350 metres across, something like that. So I'm just wondering if it's them. They've gone wild camping in a sleeping bag as opposed to a motorhome like we are. Oh, look at that. I'm looking down now. I'm not even at the middle yet. I'm looking down. I actually thought it was some kind of grey disc covering the water, but it is the water. It's the reflection. Oh my goodness. And there's a So I'm looking down the dam there, and I can't see any water coming out like there was last night down at the bottom there. But there are, it's a wonderful structure. There's two beautiful stone bridges across where they, across the river, I expect. Is it the river? Do they call it the river? I don't know. Because this feeds into another reservoir. It's quite calm. It's lovely. Now, oh, I see. Okay, right. So, as we drove here, there was a split in the road. You could go right, and it would climb up a little bit onto the dam where I am now. Or you could go left down into the car park with toilets down there. And you can park in a car park, and you can walk across the bridges. And I say this because I can see a picnic bench down there. And there's a trig point. I can see a trig point down in the bottom as well. And what I can also see as I look closer is, how should I describe this? Okay, so you've got the river, okay. So you come across the river, and you've got a strip of grass, maybe 100 meters long by about, well, let's just say 15 meters wide. And on the right hand side of that strip is the farmer's farm field thing. And these two are separated by a fence. But what I can see is at this bottom end of the strip of grass, people have thrown their rubbish over the fence onto the farmer's field. It's just disgusting.